You see,
I lived up the top side of a hill to the housing addition, and the most of it's laying in the, in the Roark Creek, where Roark Creek is, and there's a, it was an old hay meadow and stuff, and a few years ago, they did condemnation on us, and they put a sewer line through there. So the flattest part of the property, you know, obviously you can't build on it because there's a sewer line running through the darn thing. And the other part is just kind of a sheer rock cliff, too. So that's why, you know, the valuation seems way over it, because it's not like a 40-acre parcel all together or anything. It's split up.
Well, you'd be amazed what people build on around here, and we're just, okay.
And a lot of it, of course, is obviously in the floodplain, you know, that by the creek. I mean, that's definitely in the floodplain down there, all that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like to me you got some things you could potentially argue here, but, I mean, there's part of what we, as a citizen board, we've got kind of directives on how we can do things and evaluate things, and we need potentially some comps, you know, like for surrounding land. If you've got any comps that you could get, maybe talk to a real estate broker or somebody like that. But also, I don't know about the panel, but I'd like to see where the sewer line easement goes through, and I don't know how wide the floodplain is down there or whatever. I just kind of want to get an idea here of what you got.
Yeah, I'm going to have the paperwork at my office, like some in the car. But I have the paperwork at my office that shows where the, when they did that, where the line goes through the place, of course, because they had to provide that to us when they did that.
Okay, can you potentially send us some of that information or send that to the clerk's office? Because, you know, we basically, so that you understand, a lot of properties in Taney County have been classified as ag, and they're getting a subsidy because there's production on the.
That's the floodplain.
There is the floodplain. Okay, we do have the floodplain information, so you don't need to send that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But what the assessor's gone through and done is tried to get a uniform land value for each school district, because that's how the levy's set, is each school district. And the, excuse me, basically they took comps and sales from around to determine high values and low values, threw out the highest and the lowest, and then used the lower value. But that's what it's coming up to now on valuing these properties and trying to be consistent across the county. But there are obviously, with certain properties, there are prohibitions that on the property or probably, you know, maybe it's just the terrain that may cause the value to be less than something else. But we just need to know what those are. If you could tell us some more information on the sewer line or something, that might be, I don't know.
Well, of course, I've got all sorts of information on that, because, but like I said, it's not like it's a nice little 48 or 36 acre parcel all together, because like I said, then you got the train tracks running through there, and you got the county road running through there, and so it's broken up, and then of course, like I said, we have got that rock quarry over there.
Right.
Which, you know, isn't real pretty either, but, so much of it, I know y'all build on some pretty good mountains and all, but the same, we got some pretty rough terrain out there. And the problem is, to get to the majority of that property over there, you got to cross that creek, Roark Creek. Well, you'd have to build a bridge or something, and that's getting into a whole other deal. So that's why we just feel the valuation is just way kilter for us.
Where's your access to the property on the other side of the creek?
We really don't have it. We don't have it. You actually have to walk across the creek to access that property over there. There is no road. There's no road to it.
Okay.
So the assessor has something to say.
We had a farmer for years who cut hay down in the hay meadow. Will Jones was his name. And, of course, obviously he drove across the creek, you know, to get
okay
over there.
Well, that, wait, that,
are they harvesting?
I think
there is no access.
Are they still harvesting hay?
Are you still harvesting hay over there?
Yeah, Not at, he passed away, and so we do not have a farmer at the current time doing any active farming.
Okay, I'm gonna let the assessor make a comment here.
Sure, of course.
Okay. So when we did the land study, the reason we took the lowest possible amount per acre was to cover this sort of scenario. And a lot of our county has floodplains.
Right.
Also, you are not, I mean, I'm sorry that the sewer runs through your property, but there's somebody downtown that I know of specifically. I used to own the property, and the city mainline sewer goes through the right through like a third of it, and there was almost no room to even build on the property. We're kind of grandfathered in. That's, you know.
Yeah.
And again, we know that a lot of the county and the board has brought up some values. You know, some is $55,000 an acre, some is $25,000 an acre. That's pretty much the median for the $25,000 an acre. And so, you know, the lowest we could find was around four. We threw out the lowest and the highest. And then we went as close to the lowest as we could. And again, this was only to make it fair among everybody because we know the terrain changes and people aren't going to go out and figure out just how many acres you have that's buildable or accessible, or we're just trying to make it fair among the taxpayers, of which you are one of. And so this was the most fair we could find to do. Especially if you do not have agricultural productivity, because there are farmers out there who deserve that. But if we don't have productivity, then we have to go with the market rate. And again, we chose the lowest possible to cover these kind of scenarios.
I think the upshot of that is, if you, you know, whatever value we determine this year as fair market value, if you do have somebody go over there and start haying the field again, and get with the assessor,
yeah,
and your factor will be dropped again.
Absolutely.
Or as productivity.
So if we get somebody who maybe wants to pasture or something, or works for their cattle or horses,
right,
or whatever.
Correct.
Absolutely. And just bring in something in writing that says, hey, this guy is haying it, or this guy is pasturing his cows on it, or whatever. You know, it's a pretty low bar to hit for productivity. But again,
right,
we had to find a way to be fair.
All right, Deborah, I mean, you tell me, do you want any time to try to get comparables, or do you have any more information you want to present to us?
Well, like I said, I of course talked to neighbors up there, and of course they thought it was quite overvalued. There hasn't been any, like, property sold up there in my area, because I just talked to them, as a matter of fact, 2 nights ago. But I guess going up 4,490% sounds pretty excessive, and like I said, just for something with all the problems this property has, of course.
Yeah, and I think part of the problem, I mean, that's not ultimately how much you necessarily would go up. We don't know because the levy is set after we make your determination. But basically, this has been taxed at a pretty low value for, looks like, clear back to 2007, we've got, so almost 20 years. And that's what they're trying to do in the county, and it's causing, like you said, these 1,000% increases, you know. So go ahead.
One other thing I wanted to point out to you, by doing this and taking people off productivity that don't have productivity on their land, it moved the values for the county to an extreme. And so I was able to lower the indexes to account for that. So if you own, you know, a home here or any structures on land, you went down a good chunk here. And so, again, we were just trying to be fair. We're not trying to make people, you know, pay too much to the county. It's just people that, farmers that are putting in productivity, or homeowners that have been paying a higher rate for a while, those all came down. All these structures came down. So anyway, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, we obviously don't have a structure on there anymore. They burned it down several years ago. But,
right.
Like I said, to go up from where we almost $1,000. That's pretty significant for, you know.
It certainly is.
Obviously, yeah. Had this property since, you know, 56 or whatever. My grandfather purchased it. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of hard on us to try to.
Yeah.
And I realize it's a shock. I mean, I've struggled with how to value these things for 5 years now, and this is the only way that I could find. And the sad part why you have the shock is because in the past, assessors have not done the work to evaluate the property when they were supposed to, and so people rode this for decades if they didn't ever have productivity. And again, I can't do anything about those that came before me, but going forward, I hope that the job will be done diligently by each person in the position.
All right. If I heard you correctly earlier, you don't want any additional time to try to find comparable land sales or anything like that, or would you like?
I would like to have that time, and I'll want to get that information to you about where the line's running through the place too, because I kind of think that's pretty darn gone significant relating to the value of property when, you know, it's not really usable. I mean, as you know, you can't build anything over a line like that.
Well, and we're happy to give you that time as a taxpayer. So if you, what day would be best to put it to?
Looks like the
29th.
Afternoon.
Okay. All right, we would call you sometime on July 29th in the afternoon if that will work for you.
Okay. Yeah. That's
and if you want to, and if you want us to consider anything else before making this ruling, please submit it to the clerk's office so that we can get copies of it. Okay.
The clerk or the assessor?
The clerk's office.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The same place I think you filed the appeal.
Okay.
So.
I did that online, so I'm really sure it's true.
Yeah. Can she submit it online? Or. She's going
to
email you and get you, so you'll have an email for her, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. As to BOE 525, we make a motion to table it to 729 at 1.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. With respect to this, I can't tell you we're going to get to you right at 1 o'clock, but it'll be sometime that afternoon. Because
okay,
I think we're
good.
The way this trend is going, we're going to be here a long time that day. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Guys, I know it's not – I know we'd like to make a decision, but especially in these cases, if the taxpayer wants additional time, I kind of feel like we need to give it to them.
Yeah.
And did you tell me the BOE 536 and 537 were resolved? Was there an actual motion on those?
Yes.
To okay, so those were resolved.
Yes.
Okay, and then are we then on BOE 569?
Yes, but they're in person, so they're not here yet.
They are not?
And then the next one is California.
Oh, so they're not up yet.
Well, they're scheduled in 10 minutes on our docket, but it's 7:35 out there.
Well,
if
they're scheduled on our docket at this time,
we just hadn't called them yet because it was 30 minutes early.
Sure. BOE 576.
And this one we do need to find out relationships because there's another one with the same last name that's zoned residential for a condo.
Address also in California.
Hi, this is Sol. Sorry to miss your call. Please leave a brief message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We were calling regarding your tax appeal. We'll try back in a bit.
Actually, that one shows Camdenton.
Yeah, one's Kansas, one's Carrington.